This is the last of our planned affirmations in the series. This morning we've asked Jody McBrien to share her affirmation with you.
Good morning. When it comes to religion, I've been around. From having my parents drop me off at a local Methodist church as a young girl, to annoying all the other kids in Sunday school by always being the fastest to find the Bible verses, I was churched. Looking back, I see that I was looking for answers to my complicated questions about life. And for a while, I was satisfied with what I now view as mythical responses. In high school, love struck at 16, when my heartthrob Jimmy Serdell invited me to a charismatic Bible study at someone's house. Of course I went. There I learned that I wasn't a real Christian, because I hadn't asked Jesus to save me. In fact, I was headed straight to hell because I hadn't been born in the Spirit. This group prayed around me, and I was expected to speak in tongues. As these people surrounded me with a hand on my back while making peculiar sounds, I thought to myself, I can try to fake this, or I can stand silent. I stood silent. Eventually, the members decided I must have some other gift of the Holy Spirit. At college, Campus Crusade for Christ seemed a fitting peer group. This organization brought me to knocking on my student dorm doors, fellow students, to ask, do you know the four spiritual laws? Now I wonder about the many people I brought to that philosophy that I disagree with. In my junior year, a man I used to date in high school told me he was going to become a Catholic. Of course, I knew this meant his soul would be damned for all eternity. I determined to learn about the Catholic Church, to point out the error of his ways. In the process, I became a conservative Catholic and decided to become a cloistered nun who would take a vow of silence. Yeah, I know. Just imagine. I spent a month in a monastery. Ultimately, though, I married a conservative Catholic and had my two children 15 months apart. Good Catholic. For my 30th birthday present to myself, I walked out of the Catholic Church. Those simple answers I accepted in childhood didn't hold up anymore. For the first time in my life, I saw that I could determine what I believed and valued and how I acted, based not on a book and traditions that were always contradicting themselves, but on what made sense to me. I rejected the creedal religions that preached the goodness of God, but condemned various groups of people and other religion. The late 80s, I took a creative writing course and became friends with the instructor. She suggested I might like to attend her UU church in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. I was not particularly interested. At one point, though, I decided I would give it a try. I nearly turned and ran when I went into the sanctuary and saw, to my left, the Ten Commandments, and to my right, Jesus' greatest commandments. But when I heard the pastor, Bob Carnan, give his sermon, I knew I was home. The concentration on respect for all humanity and for social justice spoke to me deeply. When I moved to Sarasota in 2005, one of the first things I looked for was a UU church. I have to say, the Unitarian Universalist Church in Sarasota is the friendliest church I have ever attended. Right from my first service, people came up to me and introduced themselves. I maintain a strong contact with the Interweave group, where I have found close friends. I find my place here. My particular beliefs don't really matter. What matters is my commitment to humanity. My belief, or lack thereof, of a God is immaterial. I call myself a Taoist pagan UU. As I continue to explore what it means to be a Unitarian Universalist, I see that I must always challenge my own biases and prejudices. I recognize I'm prejudiced towards conservative religion and politics. But our first principle, and our second, reminds me to aim for acknowledging the dignity in all. I used to be proud of being known as someone left of extreme liberal. Given these times of divisiveness in our country that have prevented forward movement, I've moved from that position in favor of listening and trying to respect other opinions. Conflict resolution techniques show that most people have similar positive goals. They just hold strongly differing opinions and how to reach those goals. I try to keep this in mind. That's it in a short nutshell, and thank you for the opportunity to tell my story.